They left 2 days later, the man limping along behind the cart and the boy keeping close to his side until they cleared the outskirts of the town. The road ran along the flat gray coast, and there were drifts of sand in the road that the winds had left there. It made for heavy going, and they had to shovel their way in places with a plank they carried in the lower rack of the cart. They sat in the lee of the dunes and studied the map. They brought the burner with them and heated water and made tea and sat wrapped in their blankets against the wind. Just down shore were the weathered timbers of an ancient ship, gray and sand-scrubbed beams, the pitted iron hardware deep lilac in color, smeltered in some bloomery in Cadiz or Bristol, and beaten out on a blackened anvil good to last 300 years against the sea. The following day they passed through the boarded ruins of a seaside resort and took the road inland through a pine wood. The long, straight black top drifted in pine needles and the wind in the dark trees. He sat in the road at noon in the best light there would be and snipped the sutures with the scissors and put the scissors back in the kit and took out the clamp. Then he set about pulling the small black threads from his skin, pressing down with the flat of his thumb. The boy sat in the road, watching. The man fastened the clamp over the ends of the threads and pulled them out one by one, small pinlets of blood. When he was done, he put away the clamp and taped gauze over the wound and then stood and pulled his trousers up and handed the kit to the boy to put away. "That hurt, didn't it?" the boy said.
"Yes, it did."
"Are you real brave?"
"Just medium."
"What's the bravest thing you ever did?"
He spat into the road, a bloody phlegm.
"Get up this morning," he said.
"Really?"
"No. Don't listen to me. Come on, let's go."
In the evening, the murky shape of another coastal city, the cluster of tall buildings, vaguely askew. He thought the iron armatures had softened in the heat and then reset again to leave the buildings standing out of true. The melted window glass hung frozen down the walls like icing on a cake. They went on. In the night sometimes now he'd wake in the black and freezing waste out of softly colored worlds of human love, the songs of birds, the sun. He leaned his forehead on his arms, crossed over the bar handle of the cart, and coughed. He spat a bloody drool. More and more he had to stop and rest, and the boy watched him. In some other world, the child would already have begun to vacate him from his life. But he had no life other. He knew the boy lay awake in the night and listened to hear if he were breathing. The days sloughed past, uncounted and uncalendared. Along the interstate in the distance, long lines of charred and rusting cars, the raw rims of the wheels sitting in a stiff gray sludge of melted rubber, blackened rings of wire. The incinerate corpses shrunk to the size of a child and propped on the bare springs of the seats. 10,000 dreams and sepulchred within their crozzled hearts. They went on, treading the dead world under like rats on a wheel. The nights dead still and deader black, so cold. They talked hardly at all. He coughed all the time, and the boy watched him spitting blood, slumping along, filthy, ragged, hopeless. He'd stop and lean on the cart, and the boy would go on, and then stop and look back, and he would raise his weeping eyes and see him standing there in the road looking back at him from some unimaginable future, glowing in that waste like a tabernacle. The road crossed a dried slough where pipes of ice stood out of the frozen mud like formations in a cave. The remains of an old fire by the side of the road. Beyond that, a long concrete causeway, a dead swamp,
Dead trees standing out of the gray water, trailing gray and relic hag moss. The silky spills of ash against the curbing. He stood leaning on the gritty concrete rail. Perhaps in the world's destruction, it would be possible at last to see how it was made. Oceans, mountains, the ponderous counter-spectacle of things ceasing to be, the sweeping waste, hydroptic and coldly secular, the silence.